Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Impossible to do better than he did. You can only hope to tie.
You only tie.
All right, so Rich will tell you his category. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Touchdown! Score!
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Buston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Buston. 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox won again yesterday, 8-4 over Texas at Fenway Park. Xander Bogaerts led the offense with a two-run triple. The team had a dozen hits as well. And also, Bogaerts made a great pick to help turn a double play early and saw Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr. add great catches in the outfield.
This game is just not only offense, you know. Sometimes a good defensive play can help win the game. And obviously, Mookie brought back that two-run homer. That would have been game-changer. Me catching that ball from Beeks, I mean, made a double play. That gave him a lot of confidence for sure. And it helped us out to win the game.
Chris Sale faces the Rangers tonight. Baltimore beat the Yankees, so the Sox division lead is now 3.5 games. ESPN reports Red Sox looking for a reliever to add to the bullpen in advance to the trade deadline at the end of the month. And they're not looking for a setup man. They're looking for another closer with Craig Kimbrell's contract up at the end of the season. They've apparently scouted Miami's Kyle Bearclaw and checked in with Colorado on Wade Davis. Former Patriots cornerback Brandon Browner has been charged with attempted murder after an incident at his girlfriend's house last weekend. And England plays Croatia today in the semifinals of the World Cup. The winner gets France in the final. They beat Belgium yesterday 1-0. Sports Hub headlines are presented by Deep Eddy Vodka. Just grab your friends, pour over ice, and splash in some soda. Deep Eddy Distilling Company, Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Day drink responsibly. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Make it your home page.
A connection.
98.5thesportshub.com. It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Real quick, I always gotta take these. John, go ahead.
Hey, what's up there, Freddie? I called a couple weeks ago. I'm sick and tired of hearing how negative you are. I just don't understand it, dude. You know, are you a sports guy? What is it?
I'm pro MapQuest app negative ways. So it's unfair to label me as being entirely negative because I'm telling you how much I enjoy the MapQuest app. So it's an either-or situation.
Dude, let's be honest here. It's not just about the MapQuest app, okay?
What else am I so negative about? Maybe it's because my cat has a urinary tract infection.
Yeah,
she had to get a shot yesterday. Not pleased.
Oh, yeah, that can't be good.
Mm.
Maybe that's it, or you... I don't know if you've been haven't been lucky in a while or what the deal is.
What, sex?
Yeah.
Oh, my iPad and I are getting along just fine.
I don't know what it is, you know.
All right, listen, you're okay by me, buddy. Negative.
You're being somewhat positive in that last break.
No one's ever called me negative before. Some jabroni off the street. You should have heard Sarge with the callers. It was so great.
Oh, yeah, how about you, buddy? You want to be me.
All right, so...
Are you in a basement? I should have made like a prediction as to how long... You could have played back the audio. How long till you make it you're in your mom's basement?
He might have, well, dialed people's phones for him. Because people were so delighted by how pissed he got.
Oh, yeah! He's like overreacting. Oh, yeah, buddy, how about... You're in your mom's basement. How about this? How about you want to be me?
Okay.
All right, all right. So anyway, so yes, we're doing this thing called I Rule. We used to play it back in the day.
Do I have a sounder?
I Rule!
Okay, a little bit more masculine than John. So the idea is that we each have like some weird knowledge in some kind of weird subject, and John's was 90210, and you could not do better than he did.
He got a perfect score. Eight out of eight. And
bonus.
It was, yeah, bonus stuff.
And
but,
nuance.
Well, Fred knows 90210. I yes. don't. So I couldn't tell whether the questions are hard or not. And for Fred, who knows more about television than anyone I've ever met, for him not to know three of them, that says something about Wallach's knowledge of 90210.
Yes, it's encyclopedic. And there's no way you could have even crammed for it.
So
it's just too much.
So we each had to pick some kind of strange thing that we believe we're an idiot savant on. And as you know, Wallach's was yesterday. And today we're going to do mine. And what is the category today, Mike?
It is 80s and early 90s action movie montages.
Okay, like the music that is played in an 80s or 90s action movie.
So the thing is, you'll just have to name the movie.
Right.
But if you want to, you can say what's going on.
You know what we used to call the VCR when I was a kid? The babysitter.
Yeah.
I just would sit in front of the TV all day, and we would rent movies all during the summer. I would sit and watch movies during the... I mean, it was... HBO was constantly running.
Right.
We had HBO, but we didn't have MTV, because there was a video that Madonna made that apparently was anti-religion, and so that
like
got...
Like a prayer.
Like a prayer,
and
I was just going to say.
It pissed me off, because I think that was the same time that they were going to debut the Paradise City video, and I was such a huge Guns N' Roses fan, like 87. And I was like a kid, and I was so pissed off that it got canceled on the day they were going to debut it. So I could watch people get mutilated and killed and murdered on HBO at night, but I couldn't watch Madonna videos.
Well, there were burning crosses, which have turned you to the devil. There's no question.
There were. Okay, so we have eight of these, right, Mike?
We do, and if you... get eight, and then Fred gets eight tomorrow, we will have a little sudden death going on.
I am not expecting to get a perfect score. This is very, very tough.
Plus, whoever's filling in for John, or for Rich on Friday, has got to play this as well.
Okay, all right. So let's start. So I just name the movie, that right?
Just name the movie. Here we go, number one. Faster, quicker than the next man. To be the best is the master plan. Go on with all you got, give it your best shot. Don't ever think about trying to stop. I know this. Keep reaching, pushing, hoping for perfection. Make up your direction. Don't ever stop for a moment. You want it, if you got it. Oh, I know that.
Can I steal?
No.
Damn it.
Oh, I know that. It's, oh, I know what that is.
It's obviously from the height of the hip hop era.
It's going to kill me. And he's like doing sit ups, right?
I believe so.
Okay, because I'm seeing him do that. Yeah.
All right, no
song.
More hints.
Oh, that can't be. I don't think that's a later Rocky movie. I don't think that's like Rocky V.
Rocky Five.
Yes.
It is Rocky
yes.
Five.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Okay, good.
I couldn't go Rocky 1, 2, 3, or 4. You had
sure.
to go 5.
Because Rocky 4 soundtrack, the whole movie's a montage. Yeah.
Rocky 5.
Wow. Okay. Even I surprised myself on that.
All right.
Okay, all right.
So you are so far living up to John.
With Tommy Gunn, the guy that
he was working. He was working on Tommy Gunn at the time.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Nice job.
John knows all.
I know this.
Okay, is that Kickboxer?
No.
Bloodsport. I always get those two mixed up. Damn it.
You started saying Kumite. I know that.
Damn it. It was going to be one of those two. Well, all right. So John already wins, but let's continue. Let's.
Yes. And John is 2-0 for this, too.
John, you're like unbelievable.
Rolling. John's got like a photographic memory that's been used for like the dumbest crap.
Right, like 90s hip-hop and stuff.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go.
It's obviously a really cool movie. I don't know this one.
I hear an airplane, and it's not Iron Eagle, because that was Never Say Die Iron Eagle, which was by Survivor. And it was not One Vision, which is also off Iron Eagle.
That's Queen.
Yeah. But I do hear planes. So that's got to be one of those Top Gun knockoff films like Flight of the Intruder.
It is Iron Eagle. It's a training scene.
What?
Oh,
because,
man.
Because the biggest Iron Eagle songs weren't that. Like, there were like two mega hits on that.
I was scanning through that today. There's a lot of montages in that movie.
Okay.
You might just be missing this right now.
All right.
Several montages.
Can you name the star of Iron Eagle?
Is that Louis Gossett Jr.?
Well, not the other one. Of course, Louis Gossett. Jason Gedrick.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Who's in the movie Rooftops? Okay.
I rule.
Not really, because I got that wrong. All right, let's go. I'm going to suck at this. Let's go.
All right.
The Bon Jovi boys are back in town? I have no idea. This one, I have no idea. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
What? That's Navy SEALs with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, and is that the golf? Scene. The golf scene, yep. Where they're on the golf carts and they're piling around.
Oh, yeah.
And,
a lot of piling around going
it's
on.
Like Navy SEALs on their day off. Whoa! And they're playing like a polo with the golf.
Keep your head down, buddy.
Oh, wow.
That's a movie I was unaware it was ever made.
Navy SEALs was okay. That was Charlie Sheen and Michael Biehn from The Terminator.
That's right. That's a movie I was unaware it was ever made.
Saw it twice at the theater. Twice.
All right, so let's continue.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know this.
Gotta be a romance scene.
I know this.
Oh, man.
I got this one.
Jeez, Walk, you're unbelievable.
I do. I have this
one. Is it a love scene?
No. It's not. Because I've seen it, and I know it. I can, because they're working out, but it's a very inappropriate
song. You're right,
it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, is this The Last Dragon?
No.
Over the Top.
Yes.
Okay,
they're working together in the truck.
They're pulling on the truck and they're getting pumped together. That's right.
Over the Top. That's the song.
That's not Meet Me Halfway, is it?
No. Yes, it is. That was it.
Oh, that's the name of the song.
That's Kenny Loggins?
That's Kenny Loggins, yes.
Is that when they're doing like the revolutionary push-ups like on the top of the thing?
Yes, that's all part of the montage.
Like the super easy push-ups.
Meet me halfway.
That's it.
Across the sky.
That's Kenny Loggins.
The chorus, I would have known it. Wow, right. That's good.
John Wallach just dominated.
Now it's just I want to see how John can do. Yeah. All right, let's keep going.
Oh, I know this.
Jesus, Walk.
No, that's him. He said it, not me. I think I know this one.
Push it to the limit. Walk along the razor's edge. Don't look down, just keep your head as you're finished.
Okay, I don't know. Is that a Van Damme movie?
That is Scarface when he is making a big get married when it's all coming together.
That's right. Oh, Scarface. All right.
Not technically maybe an action movie.
But that's okay.
There's a lot of shooting.
That counts. All right. How many more do I have to miss?
Two more.
Have John Wallach take over? Okay. Yeah. All right, let's go. This is a pathetic showing by me, but I'm enjoying hearing these songs.
Be proud tonight.
There's in the streets.
This sounds like The Last Dragon.
No.
John knows?
I know. No, I don't. I know it's not The Last Dragon.
What?
The Running Man.
Oh, okay. That does sound like the Running Man soundtrack.
Okay. They all kind of sound the same.
We have not gotten a Cobra shaking down the bad guys on the street theme song yet, which is Angel of the City. Angel of the City, I'm Cobra.
Well done.
That was living on the edge of a knife.
Whipping cracks.
What do you know? This is the Bridges.
Did he say whipping cracks?
Who knows? Yeah. This is when Cobra's going around town and he's like shaking down the bad guys, and meanwhile Bridget Nielsen's doing a photo shoot with robots.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's right. It's like a totally 80s photo shoot where there's robots and she's in like some silver dress.
That's
going,
right.
That's Angel of the City, yes.
I saw the first, like on HBO, I saw the first 5 minutes of Cobra, and
it's
I said, I know, I'm sorry, I cannot.
This is no the part of the grocery store?
That's great.
It's so okay, bad. I don't shop here.
It's bad.
It's so bad, it's wonderful.
But
Fred,
but not enough to sit there for 90 minutes.
He's got the matchstick hanging out of his mouth.
He pulls into the car, McGee. He goes in there, and like it's an empty grocery store. He's still got his shades on, all right, even though it's a hostage situation. So you want to have your best eyes.
There are lights everywhere.
Somebody can start shooting.
No. It wasn't oil. Oh. Somebody shot at him, and it hit a pile of beer cans, of course, and he grabs one and takes a swig.
Okay.
Oh, come on, dude. I'll blow this whole place up.
Go ahead. I don't shop
That's
here.
Right.
Yeah, I've Sassy McGee.
Yeah, he is. That's what... the Cobra characters where they got it.
Who's got your email address on it? Don't make me hit send.
All right. Well, that was a humiliating defeat by me, but I will say that I enjoyed hearing those songs. That was
all right. So tomorrow will be me. And it, of course, will be revisiting 80s, 90s sitcoms. But I'm going to make it a little more difficult on myself. I'm going to have to finish the line. I'm going to have to give you the line. So give me a couple of like verses there, and I will give you the line. If it's an instrumental, I will just do the instrumental, the rest of the instrumental with my mouth.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, because, I mean, please, I'm going to know everything.
Somebody said, Rich, you suck. In the name of all former video store employees, I cast you out of the kingdom of 80s childhood. Also, Fred, F you for walking out of Cobra.
How many did you get right? Cobra.
What's that? How many did you get right? I think I got two. Two, three?
Three.
Three? Three? Yeah. I think I got three.
I think you got three.
Yeah.
Listen live and check out all of our podcasts.
Critics acclaimed it as radio's finest production.
Available wherever and whenever you want.
Getting out of control.
On the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Sober Toucher and Rich. Will, go ahead.
Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
How you guys doing? I've been on hold for the entire show.
I saw that.
I've been going on and off, but it's cool because being on the call, I can hear every time those callers swear instead of getting it censored. So, nice uncensored show if you call in, everyone.
That's right. Stay on hold for the entire show. You get to hear a couple swears.
It's worth it, especially with that crazy guy who just couldn't stop swearing.
Yes.
Earlier. I just wanted to call in and tell you guys, you've been really helping me a lot with the depression I've been going through. I've been at this for about a year, pretty much, to the day of dealing, being in and out of help and all that. And it's been helping a bit, but you guys making me laugh every morning really is a huge help for me.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
And,
with that aside, Sarge is terrible. Do not have him on the air.
Sarge.
Please, don't give it. Like, put him on a microphone that Fred can just shut off.
Well, I can shut off his microphone, but he would get very sad. Thank you,
Sarge. I think that, you know, Sarge is probably best in small doses.
Well, you didn't want to do 4 days with him? Listen, they're having trouble finding a fill-in for Friday. Maybe Sarge comes to work.
I think Wallach's just fine in that chair.
Brian, Brian, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep, yeah. Okay.
All right, sorry. I'm running on a trail right now. The signal can get bad. Fred, you were saying, grown men should be ashamed if they cry once they have their team win.
I don't know if I said ashamed, but I think I find it odd, yes.
Okay, I agree. I used to think the same. But, you know, Super Bowl 51, you know, wanted to turn it off, but I kept it on, watching it with my girlfriend at the time, who hates football. She started crying when they won, so I lost it there. So,
Were you under the influence of anything?
Yeah, actually. Funny, quick story. Her sister, who's also a football fan, brought rum for me, told her, nope, working the next day. But at halftime, the handle was almost gone. So, yeah, I was under influence. I suppose that should be a good excuse.
Yeah, I mean, if you have half a handle of rum.
It's weird because I think that crying when you're watching a sporting event is almost inexcusable. However, this is coming from somebody who I think three times almost welled up at a movie. And that's even more inexcusable. Yeah, like, that's something that's just like, there's a movie up there. And it was just kind of like, the music was loud and everything was intense. And then you're just like,
no, but the movie is supposed to be an emotional experience like that. I mean, if like that.
Well, so it's a sporting event. It's supposed to be a championship.
No. A sporting event is supposed to be exciting. But like a movie like Wonder that is a true story about a kid, that's like designed to reach your empathy.
Oh, but my three movies are inexcusable for almost crying too. Although, however, your dad and I have something in common. The end of E.T. gets me every single time.
Only time my mother has ever seen my father cry.
It's the John Williams score. It's the perfect direction and everything ends with that bang and the screen goes black. It's the perfect ending. That almost got me one time and when I was an adult. Also, Up. The beginning of Up, the first 15 minutes of that movie, which is a kid's movie, almost made me cry. And I remember I was in the theater and I'm looking around and like there's like I hear like people sniffling all over the place. That is one that almost did, which is inexcusable. And Dumbo still does it for me. Dumbo, the baby mind scene. Yeah, when my kids have it on, I'm like, I'm in the other room. See you later.
They still watch Dumbo?
Losers.
Yeah.
it's a good movie.
Dumbo for the birds. No offense, Wallace.
But the beginning of Up, I dare you to watch that in a theater.
I think it's funny. I think the beginning of Up is funny. Well, but
you think it's funny?
Yeah.
So it's like this kid who doesn't have any friends finally finds this really spunky little girl who like loves him, and they fall in love and they grow up together and they plan on taking this big vacation, and then they plan on having kids, and she's looking up in the clouds and has a little baby, and then she finds out that she's barren. Oh my God, she can't have a kid. And then they realize that things are going to be kind of depressing, so they say, let's save all our money to go on this trip. And then right when they're about to go on the trip, she dies of cancer.
How do you know it's cancer?
Well, she dies early.
So how the hell do you know it's cancer?
I mean, it's something awful.
No, it's not early. Well, he's old.
There's a scene, though, where they're in the doctor's office, and the doctor, like, delivers bad news. So
yeah, but it could be anything.
Okay, well, maybe it's not cancer. It's anything. It's some sort of disease
maybe
that will kill you
earlier.
She died of
being a tramp.
She was not a tramp. That was his true love. Mm-hmm. I think she gave him the bottle cap to put right on his shirt. That, for some weird reason, as I say it, it's horribly depressing.
No, the last episode,
and the music.
The last episode of television shows, even if they're like the last episode ever, because and especially now, because like I'll remember that like how old my kids were, like when it first started.
Okay,
and then like when they end, and then they're just like, oh, the passage of time. Like the last episode of The Wonder Years, I've told you this before, is impossible. If you watch that show, it's impossible. It's not to cry. It's the 4th of July parade, and it's just the voiceover guy talking about what happened in the future. And like it's like, Dad, you know, worked at the plant for 3 years until he died of lung cancer or something. And you're like, and it's like slow motion and like the music.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Boy, now that I'm sitting here, I'm thinking of more movies that almost got me. This is just really, this
commercials
is pathetic.
Get me. Like the one that we played here for a long time, where it was like about the kid growing up. Anything where they're mean to kids, like any movie where like that, you know what movie that sucked? What's the one, the E.T. copy? Or Meatballs 2 with the alien?
I got it. That's not the one with Corey Feldman. That's Meatballs 3.
No, Meatballs 2
is the one with Meathead.
Yeah.
He goes,
yeah,
Meathead. Right. Oh, it's right. Meathead.
Yeah, because everyone was mean to like the alien. That always makes me cry. Meatballs 2.
Meatballs 2?
Like anything that you're being mean to a kid. Like,
oh, sure.
Always makes me sad.
That was the Slumdog Millionaire. That was one movie that got me, too, because it was set in India, and they were stealing these kids and, like,
right.
Burning their eyes out and stuff. Like that, yeah, but that's understandable.
Like anything.
But, like, a kid's movie.
But, like, even, like, a TV show where, like the kid's, like, eating alone.
Yeah.
Like in a cafeteria, like I'll start getting like tearing up.
But now I'm just starting to get grossed out by Pixar, because now they try to do that. Like the movies like really blatantly try to make you cry. And it's getting to the point where it's just like you might as well just jam lemons in people's eyes.
Well, like Toy Story is.
Well, Toy Story's. Oh, well, the end of Toy Story 3. That's devastating, too. That's pretty bad. That did not choke me up, but it made my wife cry.
I knew going into it what I was getting into.
Oh, dude, there's a scene in Inside Out where the girl, like, says goodbye to her, the Bing Bomb, her, like, imaginary friend, and is going to forget him forever, and she grows old, and it's like, hey, stop. And so, you know, that's an almost one.
See, my advice for you is when you're at these films with your children is look at your phone. I couldn't tell you one thing that happened in any of these movies that I took my kids to.
See, I have a bunch of people telling me that they cried when Mickey died in Rocky III. I thought that was funny.
I thought it was funny, too.
Mickey!
I'll tell you why it was funny. Because he's in Madison Square Garden at a boxing event.
And there's no doctor.
And there's not a doctor anywhere.
Not one doctor. No, he's alone.
He's literally sitting there dying. And there's not a physician at Madison Square Garden in New York City during a major heavyweight fight.
After a fight. You know, he's lying there on the table, fight lasting three rounds, dying on his table, and then nobody comes to see him.
And it's like the press is there and everything, like, give me a break. Like, he couldn't even make him die right. Like, that seems infuriating.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, that is very implausible.
Yeah, there's the whole time, you're like, get a doctor, stupid. Do you know how much medical equipment's at Madison Square Garden? They could probably literally perform surgery right there.
Oh, there's Hardy just named one. God, now, boy, this is sad. Now I'm thinking of the movie Warrior. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
It's on paper. It should be the dumbest thing you ever see.
It.
It's an MMA fighting movie with Tom Hardy and Nick Nolte as the alcoholic father, yeah. And the two brothers have to fight each other. As I said, on paper it sounds so dumb, but my God, at the end of it, that'll get you.
I couldn't get through the first half.
It's, man, it everyone likes really it.
I just
good.
Couldn't get through the first half. Yeah, I didn't have the patience.
See, so
I like
it?
My Nick Nolte not on screen. I like him just talking like his himself.
When's that?
He did an interview with Mark Maron where he just doesn't make any sense. He's like, yeah, you know, balloons come over here. And there was a guy by the Brando was one of these guys that there was a tree.
Is he Gary Busey yet, or is he?
No. No one's Gary Busey.
Gary Busey's amazing.
But, I mean, Nolte's leaning in that direction,
no,
correct?
Nolte's, like, just losing his mind.
Okay.
Like, Nolte's lived a very, very hard life. And God bless him, because I think he's in his 80s. But, I mean, it's catching up.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this voice when he talks. And I just sitting there. All right. Well, we got the stack coming up, Rich.
LeBron just screwed over a bunch of his fans. Kevin Durant is still ripping people on Twitter. And Marcus Smart still doesn't have a team.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
K98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and one more thing, someone mentioned to Rich the movie Click with Adam Sandler, strangely tear-jerky, strangely because he realizes he skipped over like all these moments that with his children and now they're grown,
mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, once you become a parent, you can turn into a real puss. And anything involving kids or the time passing.
It is weird.
Seems very sad.
Yeah, it is strange how that happens. And, yeah, because I'd seen E.T. a ton. It wasn't even E.T. It was Up, I think, that I saw. And that was like one of the first ones after my kid was born. No, Slumdog Millionaire. That was the one. And I was just like, you think of these movies different. It's very weird. We all become pansies when that happens. But somebody who is going to be having another kid is Gordon Hayward. You like the gender reveal parties? You like the when they do the gender reveal thing?
Yeah, because I'm so interested in what the people's baby's gonna be. Like, can you have me over to tell me what? Like, I really care a lot.
Yeah.
Can oh, is it a boy or a girl? I'm on pins and needles. It has nothing to do with me. Unless I'm blood related to you, and no. Unless I'm your parents, mm-hmm. I don't care.
So, in fairness to Gordon Hayward, two things. Number one, this was just a video that his wife put up, and it was only his family. It was his right, wife was the only enough. One who knew.
Because in Everett, the one that Bird was at was a whole scene.
There so was.
You hit red, but your puck explodes red. Girl, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, and then everyone cries.
And the other reason I like this is that I this makes me like Gordon Hayward even more. So in a box. There is a UPS box sitting in front of them, and it looks like they're to open it up, and either blue or pink balloons are going to come floating out for the gender reveal. Now, Gordon Hayward has two little girls. They're out there as well, and they open up the box, and here's what happens.
Yeah, but the helium machine didn't work. Okay, ready? Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa! It's a girl!
Yay! You want a girl?
Brittany, you were right.
Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy. You need the video to really encapsulate the whole thing.
He walks away like, damn it.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's not happy with that.
Oh, man. If you're the wife, do you post that? That's the thing. Is it after that? I mean, he's like, wee, are you happy? He goes, Daddy's always
right.
Happy. Starts walking away.
Yep. He actually kicks a balloon away. It's the best.
Because you know he didn't want three kids.
No, he didn't want three girls.
No. But you know he didn't want three kids originally. Like, ideally, like, he would have probably been done. But they had the third kid in trying to have a boy. And then it's just like, oh, now what am I going to do? Like, do I really have to have another one now?
Yeah.
Because that would be funny if they do another gender reveal and it's still a girl.
Yeah, I know. Hey. Like, yeah, all right. Hey. I'll give you the vasectomy reveal.
Oh, by the way, three kids in 3.5 years.
Yeah. I wonder if any of them are like my brothers. I have Irish twins. That's what they call them when you're born in the same year. There's 2 weeks of the year that my two brothers are the same age.
And to that, I say, gross.
Dad, you got to calm down.
Yeah, that is gross.
You got to let nature take care of some business.
Yeah, that's there's a lot of damage that's done to a woman's body during pregnancy and birth, and I wouldn't want to give that some time.
As much as we knock David Price for paying attention to what people say, someone who's really got a problem, although it's not really a problem because he continues to play well, but it's somewhat of a problem, is Kevin Durant. Like, Kevin Durant is a guy who's been busted for having a burner account and going after people who go after him, and he's admitted it and said he was going to stay off of social media. However, yesterday there was a gentleman who goes by the name of Bucket Center.
Good old Bucket Center.
Yeah, it was 30. Yes, he does have 34,000 followers, however. He posted a meme. And it was a picture of Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis. And it says, three elite two-way players, but don't elevate a team quite like LeBron and Steph do due to their playmaking hashtag leadership deficiencies. And to that, somehow Kevin Durant saw it because he was copied on it. And Kevin Durant tweeted him back and said, bro, go sweep your dorm room. You don't know hoops. Stop tagging me in this trash. And if he thought that was enough, he also DM'd him. And DM'd the guy, direct messaged, and said, middle school / knockoff Stephen A. And the kid DM'd him back and said, you know it's true because your insecure ass responded to me. Why don't you actually prove you can lead a team to a championship, not even in the same galaxy as LeBron? So that's a gentleman. By the way, if you're somebody who is a celebrity and you DM someone, you don't think they're instantly going to screen cap that and put that out for everyone to see? You're not hiding it from anyone.
When did this happen?
This was the day before yesterday.
Okay. He's in a currently overseas. He was in Manila. He's in Taiwan. He's doing other things.
You have to have someone take your Twitter. If you need Twitter to promote things, you have to give someone your password and don't let them tell you what it is. That way you save yourself, not from seeing these things, from reacting.
Delete the
app. Because we all have, but he might say, like, I can't, well, you can delete the app, right? But he might say, I need this Twitter account. For some reason, like, my new shoes are coming out. To that, I would say, do what I do. My wife, I guess, hopefully still knows it. I don't think she wrote it down. Has the password to my Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know it. And it saves me doing stupid crap on Twitter, which I was very prone to do. Like, getting in fights with people and then feeling stupid the next day. Getting drunk and putting something up that I thought was funny and it wasn't at all. Just if you tend to lean that way, as I do, just don't use it. Like, make it so you can't use it.
And you never win, too. Like, the celebrity,
you don't. You never win. You always come off looking bad.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's whoever has the most followers ends up losing. It's always been that way.
Yeah. And you then you also give the person that did it, like, that's all they want. Is the person.
Well, that's what the guy just said. You know I'm in your head.
Yeah, like, the person that's is calling you out obviously is someone who's enamored by you. I mean, if someone is consistently calling you out, there's someone who's very familiar with what you do and they're enamored by you.
Yeah.
And it's a way, it's like a, I'll tell you this, it's like a guy, a kindergartner pulling a girl's pigtails so she'll look at him. You know, or so she'll, yeah. You know?
Sure.
So, like, someone who's bothering you on social media is enamored by you, because if they didn't care about you, they wouldn't feel the need to perennially go after you.
So you care about John Dennis?
When?
Didn't you guys get in a fight like a couple years ago?
Yeah, I cared about John Dennis. He was our competition. Okay. I absolutely cared about John Dennis.
That
John
was a
Dennis
good one.
Scares the living hell out of me. John Dennis.
You should. It,
oh my God, does he? Like, the I mean, people go, you're negative and all this. Fair enough, but I'm also play some of that up. He is the most miserable human being. He has so much money. He's old, like, retired old, like nothing left to prove. And he is just human garbage. Like, it's my worst nightmare. Like, that you had a good luck of a nice 30-year career. You made a lot of money. Like, you can't walk away. Like, just walk away, stupid. Like,
right,
go
disconnect.
Enjoy your life.
Right.
Yeah, disconnect. Who needs this crap anymore?
Plus, he's got that crazy gene, too. That's the other part of it.
Oh, he's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, he's absolutely insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's frightening. He's, like,
No, Rich, this is an outlier. This is just like you put in a separate category.
Don't do drugs, and they show someone who's like a picture, and then after they start doing meth, and they're missing teeth and stuff. Like he's like the worst case scenario for someone who's had success in radio.
I mean, you could do the like. I think Oedipus was a guy when he quit radio. He moved to Hawaii and like lived the life.
Lock Widera, not Oedipus.
He did that.
But I know guys like Steve Craig, who's like in his is about to turn 60, and he still does mornings and he DJs and he's fine. Like normal lives. Like John Dennis made more money than any of these guys, except for Lock Widera, made more money than 99% of people in radio. And he had a long ass career. And he just was such a miserable prick and just such a miserable bastard. Why would he give a rat's ass about us when we first started? Oh boy, and he's insulting us. And I'm like, dude, sit on the. See, Maddie is our competition, and Maddie thinks I'm a stupid kid. I mean, I get along fine with him. Maddie enjoys life. He goes out.
He's sitting on a throne of money.
He sits on a throne of money.
Right.
He plays golf every day, and he has fun. Maddie, see, I needed to be friends with Maddie because I needed to know that there's a normal human being that can actually enjoy his life of having money.
That's why I looked out to Wally. That's why I met.
Well, listen, Lauren and Wally, you got to.
Now, Wally's retired now. So
yeah, I was just going to say, can't help you now.
Well, you don't see him all over the place. Nope. Like, vomiting garbage.
They still should call that show Lauren and Wally, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Why change it?
Well, I mean, but then again, I worked for a show called Kid Craddock in the Morning, and he passed away, and they still call it Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I worked for a show that we named the Don Miller Morning Show, even though there was no Don Miller, because we were so clever, and that was really dumb. All right, when we come back, we'll find out what Zoe and Bertrand have on the way.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Scott Zolak. Now, you have a luxurious tan.
Thank you.
And you were telling us that you drive home, you put the sunroof down and you oil yourself
kinda
up.
Kind of like recline a seat a certain way and then lean into the sun. I got an hour.
Okay.
So I get a good hour of sun on the way home.
So you put on baby oil.
Not necessarily baby oil. It's an Australian gold. So it sort of has a little bit of a tint to it.
Okay.
So that's not sunblock. That is like that's sun lotion. Like you want
that's bronzing.
Okay, it's bronzing.
It's like once you're tan, you put that on.
Okay.
You know?
Now is it just for when the sun's out? Do you also take care of the hair? Get a little sun in?
That's strictly chlorine, man.
Okay,
that happens to me too.
Sometimes you take the chlorine tablets, you just rub it a little bit, and just get it on the top. You just like, just take the hands, just run it through. If you just
use it as pomade,
nice little highlights. Yeah, pomade. I'll be endorsing that soon. Love pomade.
Well, you are. I mean, you are a bronze god when it comes to this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, me and Felger, we kind of go at it back and forth. But Mike's been on Nantucket for a while, so he should be looking pretty good.
Yeah,
everything's turning gray on him.
He's getting old.
Oh, you Wallach, you tan well? No.
Tan well. Mm. Not. It's either nothing or bright red.
See, when I come back from Tennessee, I'll be all right. My forehead's doing weird stuff, though, ever since the Disney cruise.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, it's red, and then I got, like, these blotches of, like...
it's peeling? Then. It's peeling?
Yeah. Like, it's, like, blotches of tan skin, but then on the very top, it's burnt.
See, the sun's too... You're closer to the equator when you go on those cruises, and it's a different kind of burn. I've gotten burned on that.
Yeah.
And it'll blotch you.
Yeah, and so
you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Hey, everybody knows about.
So I never use sunblock, but I am starting to use it on my forehead out of necessity. But we'll get there.
I used to room with these Italian meatheads from New Jersey down at University of Maryland. This guy Mike Jamalowicz and Scott Rosen, a couple other guys from up in Philly. And
real Italian names, Scott Rosen.
Well, I can see who's the other one. Yeah, Danny.
Are you sure they were Italian?
Yeah, that's kid. One kid was Jewish.
Italian.
One was
whatever.
Jewish. The other kid was a Slovak. And we would go to lacrosse games at Bird Stadium, and it had the reflective seats, just the bench seating. That's what you would go there to tan. But they had this process now. It was half baby oil, half water, and a squirt bottle. And that's how you just get bronze. And,
that's not a bad idea.
Go out there, get a workout in, do a couple cycles, and then tan up, and you're good.
No, you would do a couple cycles.
This is all when somebody like Andrew was legal in that. Yeah.
Okay.
We had quarterbacks power cleaning, 240 and squatting 500. It's crazy.
Well, look at you.
Jeez, man. Like that.
When was the last time you did a cycle?
Oh my God, I didn't do it. I didn't do the anabole.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that.
You have some post football.
But then Andrew, who didn't though? I mean,
right. But post
Football. Oh, no. God, no. Do nothing. No.
Never post-football you didn't just do a cycle.
No. God, no.
Okay.
No, swear to God. I mean, I took the accelerator stuff. Boom, 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 boom.
Can you guess which friend of mine does a cycle about every 2 years?
Oh, that crazy guy that won the bar.
That's not his name, yeah.
I saw him talk to him for like two minutes, and then he was gone.
Yeah. He
what's his name, Rich?
We're not going to say it.
not Crash. Quint.
Joey Purpleskin.
He just all of a sudden you're like, wow, you're huge. What the hell happened? All right. What do you guys got going today?
We got a lot of stuff coming out, I think, on baseball. Beatles got a couple hot takes there. It's Marcus Smart stuff's interesting. Get into that stuff with his agent. And who the hell else knows? Some shark stuff. A lot of sharks down at Cape.
Yeah, that's everywhere. Not good. Yeah, it's the environment, my friend.
You hear the seals barking at Chatham. It's like a buffet.
Oh, I know. We were at Chatham Bars Inn 2 weeks ago. And inside the harbor, when it's low tide, it makes a little island. And it was filled with like 500 seals.
Yeah, which means there's...
And then the tide came in, they're all gone. Like, guess where they're going? In the water so the sharks can eat.
There's a website where you can track the sharks that have been tagged.
What's the app for that?
It's just an app for that. Shark Watch app.
By the way, the seals are not supposed to be there. Like,
but there are.
And no, they're which dead. Is why but, the sharks have migrated
north. Of all the things you protect, a freaking seal, really. I mean,
no, but that's they're not supposed to be there. Because they're there because of the ecological reasons, like in the temperature of the water.
Yeah.
So the sharks, therefore, are not supposed to be that inland.
You can see which sharks are swimming around there. Like, they update it like every like half a day.
I need that app.
And there's pictures of the ones that are sitting right by your beach.
Yeah.
And if you're right on the elbow of the Cape, that's where they all love to hang out, right there by Chatham.
A little more north, too. They're in Truro now in Dennis.
Well, it's
interesting.
Fantastic. We're all going to have long lives. Our kids are so fortunate.
This year the shark. This year someone gets bit. Something bad's going to happen this summer.
All right.
Ain't going to be me.
You got to punch him in the nose. That's all I know.
I got hit by
take your thumb and you stick them in their eyes. Now, when they bite, their eyes close.
Okay.
So just remember that. If you get bit, take your thumbs and shove them in their eyes.
If you're that close,
well, bit you. And you beat the hell out of it. Yeah. Tell me, I wouldn't beat the hell out of that thing if that thing was clamped down.
Don't they
on
roll their eyes back to protect them?
They do.
I learned that from Jaws.
Their eyes are closed.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I had a giant whale carcass bump into me last summer. Like a half-eaten whale.
I remember that. How freaking...
It was disgusting. I didn't even realize what it was.
It's slimy. It's smelly.
Yeah. And it looked like half... It was like half blubber and half like foam just from all of the crap that collected on it.
That doesn't attract any sharks.
Yeah, that's exactly what should be happening that close to shore. All right. So you guys enjoy yourselves and sports and all of those things of that nature. That'll do it for us. Bye.